Longslayer.
Hey, hey, welcome to all our listeners. Welcome to It's a Mom's Life here on Active FM. I loved last week's show. The topic was disciplining your child. Can I just say I loved it because it was so eye-opening when coming to what discipline really is opposed to punishment. So go on, go have a listen to last week's show. It was amazing and it will blow your mind. But this week we're going to be talking about the perks of being a mom. Yes, motherhood has lots of ups and downs, but today we are focusing on the ups. In fact, we should always be focusing on the ups, right? Yes. The joy of motherhood should always outweigh the challenges. Let's go.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Active FM.
Okay, so being a mom. Being a mom is very hard work, but very rewarding. And so special as well. And today we will be explaining just why it is so special. So I decided to go to imom.com and I found a great article on the perks of being a mom. iMom is the motherhood program of a non-profit organization, Family First. So let's go through them and see what it says, shall we? But before we do that, I think we're going to go into a song from Limbo Blaze featuring Naomi called Special.
Trust now you never knew. Gave your heart away a couple times and got it broke. So every time you see him, man, you said the same old quote. They all the same, that may be true, but see, I mean to know. But baby girl, I know that you don't know that there's a man waiting for you who's gonna be what you love. With whom you will need to bother if your shoulder tall. Cause all you need to find love, girl, you got it all. Ah, still can't understand the reason why you insecure. Trying to be deceiving, modest, you just gotta love yours. And quit stabbing yourself, saying you were slim enough. If he don't love you the way you are, he ain't good enough. I see what happened to your self-esteem. It got crushed in the pages of those magazines that you be viewing and comparing yourself to. I know you're looking for love, so please let me tell you.
The new hair and the new nails and the new clothes don't even matter at all. The nice watch and the gold chain and the nice car.
Somebody tell me where to find love. I'm feeling empty inside, I need to feel the void. It feels like no one even cares about me. If I die today, no one would even miss me. This where the words that she yelled, dying from a pain that was all in her head. And now she's feeling inferior to every other girl, cause she has never been approached by any other boy. See, you're measuring your what by your Facebook likes. That's a wrong move, that ain't what it made you like. You want more than the comments up in those statuses. You're thinking lesser cause you don't know who your maker is. See, baby girl, he made you beautiful. There ain't nobody else like you, you are the only you. You were special, and yes, you were a masterpiece. So leave as queens, cause that's how it's supposed to be.
The new hair, and the new nails, and the new clothes don't even matter at all. The nice watch, and the gold chain, and the nice car don't even matter at all. Cause you're special. beautiful woman created by God, and that's just whom you are. Don't you know you're beautiful? Don't you know you're beautiful? I want you to know, you just gotta love yourself. You just gotta love yourself. Nah, nah. Girl, you just gotta love yourself. Girl, you just gotta love yourself. Nah, I know you just gotta love yourself. I know you just gotta love yourself, 'cause you're special.
Hello guys, I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we're from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Okay, great. So perks of being a mom. This is going to be awesome. Moms, get ready. The first one is getting to play like a kid again yourself. Well, I do think this is a good one. So during lockdown, I got the kids to do some painting, and you know, we painted crosses and we did little bunnies and like butterflies, and I happened to do some myself. But I must say, I got a little bit competitive. Nevertheless, the kids brought out that creative kid in me and the competitive one too. But it was really, really like a lot of fun, I really must say. Like, you don't get to do those things that often anymore. So I loved it very, very much.
Yes, playing like a kid again is awesome. And recently you've been having load shedding, right? If you don't know what load shedding is, it means Eskom, which is the city power of Johannesburg, South Africa. When they decide to cut off power, etc., you don't have lights, so you have candles. So I remember a few weeks ago, was it last week, I think, this one, when we had the load shedding, the kids were playing with my phone, but they were playing with the torch. But then they had the torch facing like upwards on the ceiling, and they had it on the table. But they kept like putting their hands, and you know how it creates a shadow on the roof. And they were playing, and they were just like, ha, 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 and I was watching them. At some point, I was like, I joined them.
Yes.
So I remember showing them what we used to do as kids as well, because at some point, we also used to use candles. Right, in Eastern Cape. And we used to, like, you know when you put your hands together and you do sort of like dog ears? And they were so impressed. They were like, wow, mommy, look, it's a dog. I'm like, I know, right? And they also wanted to try it. So it was fun even for me to actually do that with them. And they started getting even more creative though. They took some toys and they were taking teddy bears, and they were now telling stories, and it was so funny. But at some point I tapped out, because kids can go on forever.
All right.
And I was like, all right, I'm done. So now I had to watch them actually do that. So playing like a kid again definitely is one of the perks of being a mom, because you can teach them what you used to do, and then they think, wow, and then they even take it up a notch.
Yes. Can I just say, I had that as well the other night for load shedding, and Ryan was like making the kids bigger and smaller, and they were like, wow, we're giants, we're little. It was awesome. Yes. So do you want to do the second point, Tando?
And the next perk, which I think this is also one of the amazing ones, is watching the lights in the eyes when they finally get something right. Definitely one of also my favorite perks, because you literally see the pride and the joy that they have that, oh my goodness, oh yeah, I got it right. I did it, mommy, I did it. It's beautiful to watch. And that just makes me wonder how God feels about us when we get something right. I feel like God is like, yes, you did it. You did it. So when my kids do that to me, I just get a light and this warmth in my heart, because I'm like, yes, you did it. You did it right. After the tears, after all of that, kids still have that, that wonder within them where they still go, I did it. Not, I did it. You know, but maybe some of us as adults, but I love that.
So I'm just going to say this. We should do a show like that before I forget. I'm saying it on air. We should do a show like that where we sort of take, like, you know, how our children make us feel and what we do that blesses us, and then how God sees us.
That's
hey,
amazing.
That's like awesome. So the next one is that first conversation where you can see that your teen has adopted your values as his own. Now, I don't have teenagers. I have, you know, I haven't gotten to the conversation because my kids are young, so I can't have, you know, those teenage conversations with them. But I can, so imagine how that must actually feel. You know, seeing your child adopt a good thing you do. We won't focus on the bad today, no, but we will focus on the good. But then I started thinking, I was like, I guess I can sort of relate to this, because just last week I had lunch with the ladies, and the kids happened to be there too, and they made some friends. So the friends happened to be brothers and sisters that they made friends with. But the one brother stole something from the other brother. It was a bike or something. And then I just saw Joshua like running around chasing this brother that stole the bike, saying, "Hey, give my friend's bike back, give it." And I was like, "Oh my word, Joshua, you can't be doing that. You don't know these people." He knew the little kid for like 5 minutes max. But he just wanted to show, "Listen, I care for you," kind of thing. So I thought that was so lovely. But even a compliment. So it's so wonderful when I've dressed up, and then Joshua nice. Walks into the room, you know, and he can see I'm like analyzing myself. I'm like, is this looking good or is this not looking good? And he always exuberantly goes, "Oh, Mommy, you look beautiful." And then I'm like, "Oh my word, I feel beautiful no matter what," because my little boy actually just said that, and I didn't have to ask him. He just walked in and said it. So, you know, those kind of things, it's lovely. It's nice. You as a mom, you know, you get those compliments. So yes, before we go into the hugs and the kisses, we're going to have a song from Reactive, the movement, Eternity Reimagined.
My Active FM radio has never been better.
Carrying treasure, really.
the hugs and the kisses. Yes. And personally, I'm not a touch type of person. Oh. It's not my love language. But after having kids, that is something that I don't know if I can say you inherit it as a mother. It becomes part of who you are. And with my kids, I mean, when you look at them when they're small, they can't really express love to you.
Yeah.
Especially when they're babies. Yeah. They just look at you with those beautiful big eyes filled with wonder. You can see that you are important to them, but they can't actually say anything to you or do anything.
Yeah.
But once they get to a certain age, like now with my kids, they express their love with hugs and with a kiss. And if they haven't seen you for a while and you come back, they're like, "Mommy!" They all run to you and they grab you and they kiss you. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm missed. I'm so important in life."
Right.
It is so amazing. I remember even the times we used to go to the Color Conference in Cape Town a few years ago, and I used to leave the kids with Patrick. But when I come back, it will be like, "Wow, the superhero has arrived."
Yes.
You have this big welcome back home, big hugs and big kisses, and like, "Mommy, please don't go again and leave us and leave us." I'm thinking, "I won't," even though you know you will at some point because you have to go somewhere and come back. But I love that because they can now express.
Yes.
You know, it's not just this look that they have in their eyes that you know you can see it, but there's that expression now that you receive.
Yes.
Like when you said now, Joshua tells you, "You're beautiful." When my kids also do that, I'm like, "Who taught you how to do that?"
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
So yes, I can definitely say Joshua is the best hugger ever and Caleb is the best kisser ever. So I get best from both worlds there. Right, moving on to the next one. Crayon scribbling. "I love you" on crafts and cards. Can I please just say something? So apparently this morning I was sleeping and my husband said, you know, I woke up and then he's like, "You don't want to know what the kids did." And I was like, "No, well, you know, it can't be that bad." And then he was like, "No, it was. They took crayons and they scribbled all over the wall and like did little men and like," and I was like, "Oh my heaven." My husband was so nice. He actually cleaned it before I woke up so that I wouldn't freak out, because I do tend to freak out and go over the top. But yes, I do love it when they bring home their arts and crafts, just not on my wall. Their drawings and pictures, and it makes a mom feel so special and proud when they do something better than they have before. I mean, Joshua, looking at Joshua, you know, he used to like draw these funny, weird things, and now they're like little men, like little stick men with big eyes and stuff. And I mean, it was just a year ago that he couldn't draw, but now he's drawing little aliens that he says are our family. And I think it's so cute. But you know, I know he'll get better. But it's just awesome to see them progress and grow. All right. The last one is watching your child grow to understand the vast love of God.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yes. The last one is the most important. It's so important in my household that we pray every night when we go to bed and every morning when we go to school. In fact, the other night Joshua saw a moth. It was so cute. He saw a moth. The moth was like, you know, on its way out to heaven kind of thing. But Joshua wanted to do something for it. So I was like, "Okay, you can pray." So he went to where the moth was and he wasn't sure. He was like, "Mommy, I don't know how to pray." And I was like, "Of course you know, you do. You know, just, I reassured him, go, just pray." And then he did it. And it was the most cutest, proudest moment because his prayer was just, it was so cute. And it was so short, but so amazing.
Yes, that's the biggest one, Dee, really getting your kids to know the love of God. Of course, they know your love. Mommy and Daddy loves them. But the biggest one is actually them knowing their Father in heaven actually loves them with the purest form of love, you know, that we can only try to give to them.
Yeah.
And yes, definitely prayer being part of, you know, of the household or whatever it is that you do, whether you pray in the morning or you're praying in the evening or you're praying, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you're teaching them and pointing them to actually the greatest love of all.
Yeah.
So definitely in our household is also the very important thing that we model that for our kids.
Yeah.
That we don't just, you know, sometimes parents would say, do what I tell you, not what I do.
Yeah.
In actual fact, our actions should speak louder than our words. What
correct.
We do should actually speak
that's
more
good.
Volumes to our kids than what we say to them.
Yeah.
And ending off with an amazing verse from Matthew 18, verse 10. It says, "See that you do not despise or think less of these little ones. For I say to you that there are angels in heaven are in the presence of God and continuously look upon the face of the Father who is in heaven. Yes. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I hate the statement that I think we've heard this so many times, that kids are seen but not heard.
Yes.
And it's a terrible thing to say. I don't like it. I think maybe at some point it was accepted in society, but once you start, you know, understanding God and the role that you have in your child's life, start seeing that actually your child is important to God, first of all.
Yeah.
And if your child is that much important to God, that he actually sends angels to them and see to it that, you know, they report to the Father every single time on behalf of these little kids. I can imagine when they pray, that their prayers go straight to the ears of God. I mean, if God sees them as that much valuable, we should treat our kids with the same, if not more, you know, the same value. I mean, we can't do more than God, but we can treat them and value them just as God values them. That when they speak to you, don't go, shh, go away, I'm busy. Because I know I've done that many times. Actually, once. I've done that in my life where I've like shushed them, like, just go. Or what you have to say is not important.
Yeah.
But if God can listen to them, no matter what they say, no matter how they say it, how much more should we as a society? Because we do live in a world where they don't value children. I mean, how many children get neglected? How many children get raped? How many children get lost? And the list is endless. But we should always make sure. God says, see to it that you do not. See to it. So make sure, make it your responsibility that you don't see them as less.
Yeah.
You don't devalue them because of their childness or because they help kids, but you actually value their time. You value what they have to say because God does.
That is so awesome. So that is it for today. I feel like it was a short show, but we have Tando back. Thank you, Tando. It was lonely last week. So yes, we have Tando back, but we hope that you enjoyed the show today. We're going to end off by getting into a song with Limbo Blaze. I think that was one again from Limbo Blaze. You Say Cover. This is going to be awesome. So we'll see you next week. We're checking out.
I just wanna know the things you think of me. In you I find my worth and my identity. But I keep hearing voices in my head telling me no one even cares if I am leaving, no I'm dead. How did I get here? Drowning in my own tears. 7 years of pain and doubt took over the frontiers of my mind. Got me wondering if I belong here. Yeah, they say this life's a journey, but I ain't gotta drive here. And I feel broken for real. I can't help but always think, what are they thinking of me? Am I cool enough? Would they be approving of me? What are they laughing at? Are they telling jokes about me? My head's a madhouse. I need you to remind me who I am. You say I'm royalty. Well, I need to step inside your plans. Paint me a better picture. Point me a better sermon. So I can fully understand and say the words that I believe.
When I can't feel a thing, you say I'm strong. You
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.